Good morning, everyone. Looking forward to another combine, a chance to take a look at some good football players and just find out who some of those players are, and also find out if they can fit out what we're trying to get done in Minnesota. So we're very excited about being at this year's combine. Always look forward to coming back to Indianapolis as well. Oh, he's extremely important, just evidenced by the type of season he was having prior to his injury. He's a focal point of our offense. He did a great job for us. Expressed to me that he was healthy, which is something that we wanted to make sure of when he came back for his exit physical, and that he was doing well. He was going to go home and spend some time with his family, and that he was doing fine. So that was encouraging. Well, the fact that he's on the contract, I mean, he's a part of our team. And, he's excited about being a part of our team and my conversations with him, and that's where things are. Well, you're always looking for speed at the receiver position, so that's a criteria along with fact that he has great hands. I mean, that's another part of it. Being able to get a little, some yards after catch, I mean, that's a part of it as well. So there are a lot of things, that go into it more than even what I'm saying. But we've got a number of positions that we're going to try to get addressed in, and that's one of them. But we need an all-encompassing guy, a guy who can run by some people, who can make the hard catch for us if it's a contested situation. But hopefully also can get us some yards after catch. And he's a guy who has the smarts to be able to understand game plans from week to week. How much can upgrade the speed and the talent on the perimeter allow the quarterback to continue to develop? You would think it will be a plus for us, Tom. When you run the ball as well as we do, if we can get that home run guy outside, you would think it would just improve our entire offense and our team as well. He does. I mean, Jarius did a great job for us late in the season, made some big plays for us, so we're excited about his development and watching him progress. But he has the potential to be that type of player.
Has safety become an upper position to judge, and why is that?
I think the way the game, to answer your question, I think it has become a little bit tougher to judge. And part of it is because of the way the game has evolved. I mean, there was a time when you could draft a safety and you say, okay, we need a guy who can play close to the line of scrimmage and really be almost another linebacker, and another guy who could maybe play deep in the defense. Well, in today's NFL, the way offenses spread you out, if you just have a guy who's one-dimensional, you can get exposed if he's a guy who can only help you in the run game but can't match up sometimes on running backs or tight ends. That can be problematic for your defense. So, people are going, it seems, to more of the hybrid type safeties, the guys who can who do have some cover skills and have some ability to play the football in deep defense, but maybe not as aggressive in the run game. So it's changed. And so when you're looking at safeties in the college draft, you're trying to find, it seems, more coverability guys than you are the guys that are the hard hitters. I don't really want to compare anyone to Percy that's playing college football. Percy Harvin is a very, very good football player, excellent football player, Pro Bowl caliber guy. So wouldn't want to compare him to any guy that's in college right now, coming out of college. Well, part of the evaluation for us, Dan, would not only be what they do on the field, but also when we get a chance to interview them in these meetings in the evening, along with when we bring them to Winter Park, so we'll have a chance to talk with them there as well. So it'll be a combination of what they do in these workouts, what we're going to find out when we go to their college campuses and work them out as well, and, what we get done in these interviews. So it won't be just what I see in the workout here, but a combination of a lot of things between now and the draft that will determine if they're going to be a fit for what we're trying to get done.
How much of an advantage was it in a season like last season?
That's a good question because that time at the Senior Bowl was big for our staff. I mean, we got a chance to get to know those players on an intimate basis because we were working with them every day. So when we got to this point in the process, our familiarity with them was so much better than it had been in years past. So it was big for us when it came to targeting the right guys for the draft. And a good example of that is Harrison Smith. He's a guy that we spent a lot of time with at the Senior Bowl, and if we had not spent that kind of time with him and gotten to know him as well as we did, you know, who knows if we would have moved up the way we did and been as aggressive as we were in picking him. Just try to find out, you know, what his comfort level is in conversating and how he's going to be able to respond when we talk to him about our offense or our defense and we give him some information. Can he disseminate that back to us? We want to, you know, see if he can handle information and be able to process it. And also with some of the personal questions, you know, how he's going to handle those. Is he a guy that, you know, has the character that you're looking for when you ask him some of those tough questions? So that's a part of it as well. I've learned that coming to Indianapolis for the combine and not get too caught up in numbers. You know, when you're looking at 40 times, you're looking at vertical jumps, you're looking at the broad jump. I mean, you just, you know, don't forget about watching that tape and trying to determine, you know, whether or not this guy's actually a good football player with pads on and not just with shorts on. So that's a part of it. But I mean, there are so many things that you have to learn from year to year, season to season, game to game, week to week. I mean, it's an ongoing process of learning for me personally. So, but specifically about the combine, just making sure that this is just one part of the evaluation process and not the whole. At certain positions, it's vitally important, but you know, you hope that you don't put so much stock in it that it detracts away from what a guy has done on tape. I mean, what he's done on tape should be the overriding factor. But the 40 time at certain position is a big deal. But no, I was not a burner coming out. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes. But you have to be careful about getting too caught up in numbers. That tape tells you a lot. It usually can tell you if a guy can play or if he can't play.
What's your 40 time?
Oh, tell him my 40 time. That's right. That's exactly right. Probably my best time, maybe 4 or 5, maybe about a 4 or 5, probably best. Yeah. It's not relevant for what I do today. You know, who cares about my 40 time? So, yeah. Well, for us, it'll be determined then by what happens this offseason. If we can address the needs that we have and we can put in place a good offseason program to help our players to come to training camp and enter the season where we need them to be. So the next step for us is how we approach this offseason and what we're able to acquire in this draft or in NFL free agency. That'll determine whether or not we're going to be able to take that next step and be a playoff team that can win a game when you get to the playoffs. To a degree, I mean, I don't know if it really would have made a difference if that were a different team that we were playing rather than Green Bay. The fact that the familiarity was so great, that we played them, you know, so many times in a short period of time, and it had significance because it was a playoff game, but also the week before that, the fact that we were playing for a playoff spot. But I don't know how much that'll help us a season from now that we played Green Bay versus some other team. Well, there's some things that we have to address personnel-wise that I think will help our run defense improve, along with, you know, we can do some things schematically that might help us as well. So we'll look at those things this offseason and try to make the adjustments that we have to make to be a top-tier run defense. We do have a number of young players that had helped us a season ago. Our coaches did a terrific job in helping develop those guys. We had contributions from just about every draft pick that we had, with the exception of Greg Childs, who was injured. But we're not where we need to be by any means. I don't think we can go back in this 2013 season with that roster and say we're going to be a playoff team. We've got to make some improvements along our roster, and that's going to be one of our goals this offseason. Well, you're always looking to improve your team. And for us, that improvement at the quarterback position, we're hoping will come through this offseason. We really like the progress that Christian has made for us, Christian Ponder, and we expect in his third season he's going to take another jump. And part of that will be what happens this offseason. So we're not at a point where we're looking for a quarterback to come in and move Christian at all. We expect him just to keep getting better. So it's a little bit different for us at the quarterback position and maybe some of those teams you mentioned. We feel like we have our guy in place. We just want to see him keep improving.
Well, I'm sure the 49ers felt they had their guy in place too. So, I mean, in that situation, that's what I'm saying. It's a difficult transition from he's our guy to
him. I think it probably depends on how that guy you deemed as your guy is doing. If he's not living up to what your expectations are, then I don't think it's very hard to make that switch. But if you're getting the production you expected and what you're looking for that helps you to win, maybe you stay with what you got. Every situation is a little bit different.
The leadership aspect of the quarterback position is sort of unique. Is it important organizationally for you to make very clear this is our guy?
Not only organizationally, but for our team. I mean, our guys need to know, who's the starting quarterback and how confident myself and the rest of the coaches are. It kind of creates some clarity for our football team as we are giving them direction about where we want to go and what we want to achieve. So it's important to have that position solidified more so than any position as you are setting your goals for that next season. And I think we're solid at the starting quarterback position, and we've got to maybe do some things to make sure that we're solid at the backup position. But as long as Christian keeps improving, we feel like we've got what we need to bring a championship to Minnesota. Yeah, he was in a tough spot in that playoff game, not taking any snaps and not knowing for sure that he was going to end up being a starter. So it was a tough deal for him. But that position, like a lot of our positions, the backup quarterback position is one we're going to create competition and try to make sure that we have the right guy in place backing up Christian if for whatever reason something happens injury-wise. But Joe understands that. He'll come back. He'll compete. He'll work as hard as he can. So will Bethel Thompson. And if we decide to do anything else, those guys will compete for that second position.
And possibly somebody else.
Potentially, yeah. We're going to, take a look at a bunch of different avenues and just see what's the best direction to go. And, we'll continue to talk about it over the next few weeks. So. All right. Thanks, guys.